Thank you so much. Rav Gladstein, Shlita, we really appreciate the tremendous chizuk in each and every sweet word that we just heard. We hope to remember and keep it in our hearts. And the feelings are hadadi, are mutual. It's a big zechut. And really, for a few minutes, till Mincha, we'll just hold on to the coattails of the words of the Rav that he just spoke about. Chamisha devarim eru la'avotenu b'shiva asar b'tamuz. Five things happened on this day, on the 17th of Tammuz, as we heard. Nishtaberu haluchot. The Luchot HaBrit were broken. Can you imagine that? Imagine that, Moshe Rabbeinu taking those Luchot. I don't know how he did it. Imagine you receive such a gift literally given from the hands of Hashem, with Hashem's handwriting on it. Ve'amichtav, michtav, Elohim hu charut al haLuchot. And then to take it and to vayshaber otam tachat tahar and to cast them and to break them by the bottom of the mountain, ishtabu aluchot, because of chet ha'egel. That's the first thing that's mentioned. We have saraf apostemos et haTorah. The Torah was burnt. Butal haTamid, the korban haTamid seized. Stopped a korban that took place daily, every single day, from the time when avodat korbanot began, butal tamid. We don't really appreciate that now, because for us it's butal tamid already for almost 2,000 years. But can you imagine? Can you imagine the headlines in the newspaper on that day? The Korban HaTamid was not brought today. We cannot imagine the shiver that went up the spine of each and every Jew when he heard that. Ha'umad tzelem ba'echal. A tzelem, an idol, was placed in the hechal, in the Beit HaMikdash. And hofke'a ha'ir. And the wall of the city was breached. Those are the five things. We mention them in the kinot that we say in the morning of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. So as the Rav explained, brought down so beautifully from the Aruch Laner, the significance, the understanding of all of these five together. So I would like to say something maybe similar, but maybe in a different Lashon, what's nishtaberu aluchot? That's where it all started. The breaking of the luchot. I think we can understand these five put them into a few categories. Nishtabu aluchot and saraf apostemos et haTorah. Listen to these psukim, Rabotai. Yeshaya Navi in Perek Nun Aleph says, Shimu Elai Yode'e Tzedek. Listen to me. He's talking to the Jewish people. Yode'e Tzedek, those who know what righteousness is. Am Torati Belibam. The nation that has my Torah in its heart. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat learns from this pasuk, Am Torati Belibam, Yisrael Meharherim BeTorah Tamid, Rashi says, Nigma. A Jew is always thinking in Torah. A Jew's heart and mind is always on Torah. Even a young child, an example, a young child who comes home from school and It's Wednesday, and on Wednesday was Fleishiks. I don't know if that's still the story today, but that's how it was. Wednesday is Fleishiks. And he comes home, and happens to be both Abba and Ima are upstairs, they're sleeping, or whatever it may be, and he knows that in that freezer, there is his favorite ice cream. And it's all quiet, and it's right at his disposal. And right away he begins to make the math. 1 second, when was lunch? Oh, no, 2 o'clock. It's only 6 o'clock. It's 4 hours. I have to wait. I have to wait 2 hours for that ice cream. I hope they won't wake up by then. Am Torati Belibam. The Torah of Hashem is in the heart of the Jew. Whether we appreciate that or not, whether we realize that or not. And even those who are so-called far away from the Torah. Am Torati Belibam. There is something that is nagging at them constantly, at us. And that is the mitzvot, the Torah, the obligations, the example. Am Torati Belibam. The Torah was given to us and it was etched in our heart forever and ever. Yirmiyah HaNavi says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Natati et Torati bekirbam. I gave my Torah in their innards. Ve'al libam echtovena. And I wrote the Torah upon their heart. Ve'al libam echtovena. As Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Kotvem aluach libecha. The Torah has to be written upon the tablets of our heart. Kotvem aluach libecha. So Rabotai, we can begin to understand based on this, when it says nishtabru haluchot means that the heart of the Jewish people, which is the Torah, was broken. The heart of the Jewish people broke. Our heart is the Torah. Am Torati belibam. Nishtaberu aluchot, it wasn't the same ever since. Chazal tell us in the Midrash that the luchot harishonim, asher shibarta, the first luchot, it says by them, harut al haluchot. Harut means engraved, but it also has the connotation of herut, freedom. So Chazal say in the Midrash that when we had the first luchot, for however long it was, if we would have had the first luchot, herut mi malach ha-mavet, herut mi yetzer hara, herut mi tza'ar, herut mi shichecha, the Midrash says. With those luchot, we would have been free from the yetzer hara, we would have been freed from the malach ha-mavet. We would have been free from tza'ar, from pain. We would have been free from forgetfulness, shichecha. Ever since we had to accept the second luchot, pesolecha, shene luchot ele, v'chatavti al haluchot et hadevarim, asher ayu al haluchot harishonim asher shibarta, the second luchot weren't the same. It wasn't harut anymore. From then and on, learning Torah to achieve, to succeed in learning, has to be with yegi'ah, has to be with amal, has to be with tza'ar. Which means, lefum tza'ara agra was born the day nishtabru aluchot. The day those tablets were broken, tza'ar is a necessary component in order to succeed in Torah. En haTorah mitkayemet ela b'mi shememit atzmo aleha. The Torah endures, is maintained by someone who breaks himself, who kills himself over the Torah. It's not easy to learn. It's not easy. Even just in the learning of Daf Yomi, which does not encompass the entire Limud Torah that a Jew has to do, that's for sure. But it's something, it's a taste. Daf Yomi is a taste. It's not easy. You're hit left and right with musagim, with concepts, and dissecting the concepts. It's not easy. We just went through Masechet Yevamot. Yevamot, it's not a walk in the park, that's for sure. Because Torah is not meant to be a walk in the park. Torah is meant to be difficult. We have to work to achieve Torah. We have to work, we have to labor on it. Someone thinks that he can sit by a table of a shiur bigmara with a soda, you know the big ones with the straw that comes out? How do you call it? Soda pop, big one. Big gulp. Kacha. And a bag of potato chips. Or maybe you even have those big gulp cups that have around them where you could put food. You hold it all in one shot. You have the drink and the food. You have nuggets. You put them in and you're set to go, right? If someone thinks that he can sit by a shiur Torah while indulging in such a way, he's very mistaken. It's impossible. Kach kibalnu meravotenu. I remember my Rosh Hashiva, Alav HaShalom, Rav Shmuel Birbam, Alav HaShalom, he would always say this. If you come to shiur with a bag of potato chips and a Pepsi, You can't, it's impossible. When a person is learning Torah, he has to forget everything that's in front of him, everything that's around him, and to be totally focused, totally engrossed. His mind has to be 100% in the learning of Torah. V'kulehai ve'ulai. And even after all that, maybe, it's possible. How much do we have to work on remembering and retaining what we learn? It's not easy. Shichecha goveret. Forgetfulness overcomes and it's overwhelming. It's hard. It's very hard. That's why it's so important, Rabotai, so important as early as possible in our lives. It's better when we're 50 than when we are 60 to learn. Because of Girsadi Yankuta, because the younger we are, the more we can retain, the more we can remember. If we're going to wait until we have that so-called time that we're going to have, even if we finally achieve that time, what are we going to be able to do with it already? Torah is not meant to be attained in a way of ease. That was created by Nishtabru Haluchot Rabotai. That was at the time when the Luchot were broken, our hearts, the heart of the Jewish people, the Aliba Mechtovena, was broken. And so now, in order to make up for it, we have to work hard. We have to labor for it. Lefum Tzara Agra. What's Bitula Tamid? Well, the Tamid Rabotai was also having to do with heart. What does the Gemara say in the beginning of Masechet Ta'anit? Va'avatem oto b'chol levavchem, ezo yavoda shebalev, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem, ezo yavoda shebalev, zoi tefila. The service of the heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tefila. Unshalema parim sefatenu, our tefila corresponds to the korbanot. Tefilot keneged temidin tiknum, the Gemara says. Our tefilot are keneged hatamid, correspond to the korban hatamid. That's why we have set times for tefilat shachrit and for tefilat mincha. Keneged tamid shel shachar, keneged tamid shel ben ha'arbaim. Butal hatamid is also a broken heartedness. And that is the heart of our avodah to Hashem, our service to Hashem. That was the tamid. Don't think that we didn't pray in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. There were tefillot, there were batei kenesiyot all over Yerushalayim, all over Eretz Yisrael. Even around the Beit HaMikdash, you had many batei kenesiyot. We think that tefillah started maybe after the korbanot were taken away from us. That's a very big mistake to make. Tefillah was ever since. But the heart of the tefillah, yechavenet libo el mul kodshei hakodashim. The heart was directed towards the avodah that was done by the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. Through their avodah, all the tefillot of Am Yisrael streamed towards Shamayim. Butala tamid means the heart of the service of the Jew was broken. Hu'umat tselem ba'echal. Where was the avodah zarah put? Where was the tselem put? In the hechal, in the holiest place in the world. Nobody could have ever imagined such a thing. So just like we have a heart of Torah, ve'aliba mechtovena, just like we have ul ovdo bechol levavchem, the heart of our service to Hashem, there is the heart of the world. Where was the heart of the world? In the Beit HaMikdash, in the Hechal Udvir. Ve'hayu enai ve'libi sham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. My eyes and my heart is there in the Beit HaMikdash. Hu'umat tselem ba'echal, the heart of the world, the place of the Avodah, the place of Torah, ki mitzion tetze Torah, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, was broken. So you can categorize the first four as the breaking of the heart of the Jewish people. The nishtaberu haluchot, Saraf apostemos et haTorah, butal atamid, hu amad selem ba'echal, all have in common shvirat halev shel Yisrael, the breaking of the heart of Am Yisrael in all its different aspects, whether Torah or Avodah or Bemakom. And then finally, hofke'ah ha'ir. Hofke'ah ha'ir means when the wall of the city of Yerushalayim was breached, that's when the effect and the results of the Shvirat HaLev began to take effect. That's when we became vulnerable. That's when we were exposed now. Till then, Yerushalayim was closed. We still had a certain amount of Shmirah. Hofke'ah ha'ir means now all those Shvirot, all those breakings of the heart that took place, now we're really going to take into effect, and we are still living that effect till today. That's why, even though Biki'at Ha'ir of Bayit Rishon was on the 9th, but we go by the time when Hofke'ah Ha'ir of Bayit Sheni of the second Beit HaMikdash. And that was on the 17th of Tammuz. Because we are still living that effect, those results till today. Till today, Rabotai. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit. You know, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, anybody wants to know the wisdom of the world, the Chochmah of Hashem in the world, it's to learn Sefer Mishle. Every word in Sefer Mishle is filled with pearls of wisdom. Sometimes not even a whole pasuk, just a half of a pasuk, which I'm going to quote. A half of a pasuk. Half pasukim is also good to know. Broken. Veshomea tochachat kone lev. One who listens to tochecha, to rebuke, kone lev. He acquires a heart. If nishtaberu aluchot means that the heart of the Jewish people has been broken, then what's the avodah of Shiva Asar v'Tammuz and Ben HaMetzarim, and really the avodah towards the times of Mashiach, is to acquire a heart. One of the ways of acquiring a heart is v'shomea tochecha kone lev. In fact, if you look in the Mishnah, in Masechet Avot, the 48 ways of Kinyanei HaTorah, SheHaTorah Niknet Bahem, the 48 ways by which we acquire Torah, one of them is Ohevet HaTochechot, one who loves to hear Musar, one who loves to hear Tochecha. That is not easy. We think it's easy. It's not at all. it goes against the very essence of what it means to be a human being. A human being doesn't like to hear what's wrong with him. Doesn't like to hear tochecha. It's never comfortable. It's never comfortable to hear tochecha. As sweet as it may sound, sometimes the sugar, the sweetness is so much that you may not even realize that it's tochecha, so then it passes. Of a real tochecha is very bitter. It's very hard to hear. But Shlomo HaMelech says that's the only way to be koneh lev. Chazal in Pirkei Avot says that's one of the ways, crucial ways, of acquiring Torah. Which means like this. To learn to be someone who listens. Holech et chachamim yechkam. One who goes with chachamim will become a chacham. Why? He listens to the chachamim. Lo yovelets hocheach lo. The letz, the jester, the clown, the joker, the letz, however you want to translate the word letz, lo yovel letz hocheach lo. He doesn't like to hear tochecha. El chachamim lo yelech. Therefore, he doesn't go to the chachamim. He rather pick a minyan that doesn't have a drasha, so that he doesn't have to hear tochecha. Still, what do you mean? Let me just do what I need to do and get out of here. What, I have to also sit by a 20-minute drasha and hear what's wrong with me? Is there a way out? It's very easy. Baruch Hashem, there is a wide range of choices today. A person, imagine a person. Just imagine this, Rabotai. Someone who goes Friday night to one Bet Knesset. Shachrit, he goes to a different Bet Knesset. Maybe Musaf even, a different one. Mincha, he goes to a third Bet Knesset. Every time when the tefillah is about to end, before there is a chance that maybe he'll feel awkward, he'll have to say Shabbat Shalom to the rabbi, in the middle of Aleinu Neshabeach, out the door of each and every one of those minyanim. So now what happens? What's developing here? What's developing here is no connection to someone who can actually make an influence in this person's life. There's no connection. He doesn't subscribe to any rabbi. Because the rabbi of the shul where he goes arvit, that's not really his rabbi. He only goes there for arvit. The rabbi of the shul that he goes for shachit, it's not his rabbi. He goes for... So you know what? What happens many times? Let's say there's something, you know, between in Shalom Bayit, for example, let's say there's some argument between the husband and the wife, and the wife naturally would like to maybe speak with someone, to speak to this husband. Who am I married to? What's going on? So the natural thing is to pick up the phone and speak to who? To call up the rabbi. But the question is, which rabbi? Who's your rabbi? Doesn't have a rabbi. There's no rabbi to talk to. Lo yovel etzocheach lo, el chachamim lo yelech. He abhors tochecha, he can't stand tochecha. You know what happens? The heart remains broken. Not konele, the luchot remain broken. The tamid remains butal. Sometimes even its selim stays in the echal. The only way to get it out from there, the only way to mend the heart is with tochecha. Rabotai, we always love to speak about Lashon HaKodesh, right? To dissect words in Lashon HaKodesh. What's the word tochecha? Tochecha means, in English you can say, rebuke, reprimand, right? Maybe even lambast, right? All kinds, you have synonyms like this in English. What is tochecha? Reprove. In Hebrew, like we say, for example, in the pasuk, "Shifchi kamayim libech, nochach pene Hashem." Vayetar Yitzchak lenochach ishto. Nochach in Hebrew means in front of, but even more, it means what you can see in front of you. That's nochach. So, for example, in Hebrew, to say to prove someone, to give a proof. How do we call a proof in Hebrew? Hochaha. Hochaha means a proof. What do you do when you prove something? You show the person in his face, in front of his face, you show him the veracity, the truth of the point that's being made. That's what a proof means. In English, we say proof. I don't know why it's proof. But in Hebrew, nochach means in front of. Hochaha means to prove, because now the truth is in front of the eyes of the person. So now let's go to the word tochecha. Tochecha doesn't just mean to reprimand, to rebuke. No, that's not enough. It means to show. Show the person what is wrong. Unfortunately, what happens many times, a person thinks he's giving tochecha. This is a mitzvah in the Torah, Rabotai. It's very important to hear this. A mitzvah in the Torah, ocheach, tochiach, et amitecha. We can even see this in the words of the pasuk. I don't want to take too long on this, but I'm just reading this pasuk, and you see it even in the pasuk itself. What should it say? It should say, if you know Hebrew, it should say, hocheach, tochiach, le'amitecha. Rebuke, say musar to your friend. Hocheach, tochiach, le'amitecha. Must say, et amitecha. Hocheach, tochiach, et amitecha. That's as if it says, prove your friend. But what happens many times, a person who doesn't listen to Tochechai begins to lose the image of his own self. He doesn't realize how he himself is going lost. So the one who gives Tochecha has to come and to show the person how he looks to himself. Hocheach, tochiach et amitecha. Tar'elo et atzmo. Show him himself. So Tochecha means to show. That's why it's so important to want to hear Tochecha, no matter how great the person is. The Gaon Mivilna, alav shalom. The Gaon Mivilna, we can't think of anything that was imperfect with him. And yet, he made sure to it, he begged the Magid of Duvna to be his personal mochiach, his personal Baal Musar. I want you to tell me what's wrong with me. Of course, that wasn't an easy job from the Magid of Duvna. But the Gaon Mivilna wanted. Every person has to hear Tochecha. Every person has to be reminded, show me what is wrong with me. Show me, because I can't see it. En adam ro'eh nige'eh atzmo. A person doesn't see the nega'im, the defects of his own self. We're too close to ourselves. Adam karov etzel atzmo. A person has too much interest. Everything we do in our mind, we justify. We need someone from the outside to say, let me show you how it looks where you can't see it. That's hochacha. That's tochecha, to show. However, Rabotai, I want to share with you something that the Ari HaKadosh 500 years ago said. The Ari HaKadosh, he said the following. Hine Zecharia, kodem sheneherag, hiref vegidef et b'nei Yisrael. Zecharia HaNavi, who was killed. Before that, if you look in Divrei HaYamim, Bet, Perek Kav Dalet, he gave very strong musar and tochecha to Am Yisrael. He said to them, "Lama atem ovrim et mitzvot Hashem?" And he spoke to them very, very harshly. Zechariah Navi. Ve'yadua, says the Ari HaKadosh, ki mi shechiref larabim, someone who shames the public, af al pi shehu bedin, even though it's bedin, even though it's correct, even though it's truth, he's saying it like it is. That garble that we hear all the time. Im kol ze ne'enash. He was punished, says the Ari HaKadosh. Kemo shematzinu be'aviyah ben Rehavam. Like we find by Avia, the son of Rehavam, who is the grandson. Avia was the grandson of Shlomo HaMelech. He was the king, third in line, from Shlomo HaMelech. And Avia, if you look also in Divrei HaYamim, was giving Musar to the other side. Those who followed who? Yerovam ben Nevat. And they had with them the Avodah Zarah that Yerovam ben Nevat, the psalim, I should say, the statues that he made. And so Avia was giving them very strong Musar. You have Avodah Zarah with you. Look at us, you should join us. We have the Beit HaMikdash, we do the Avodah every day. We bring Korbanot to Hashem the way it was till today. These are open psukim in Divrei HaYamim. You know what it says there? In the pasuk it says, Vayigof oto Hashem, and Chazal learn, although it can be learned in two ways, but they learn Vayigof was talking about Aviyah himself. He was punished. Why is that? Listen to these words of the Ari HaKadosh. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze, ela she'yamlitzu tov al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that you should speak good things about Am Yisrael. You went too far, he told Avia. You went too far. Even though what he said was true. But you have to be careful, you're talking to Jewish people. You're talking to Jewish people. Ari HaKadosh said that. Rav Chaim Volojin, what does he say? Af al pi she'uchov mutal al kol adam, even though there is an obligation on everyone to give tochecha, to give musar. Aval ra'ui she'teda she'kach kibalti merabotai, says Rav Chaim Volojin. I want you to know what I received from my teachers. Shebizman hazeh, now Chaim Volojin lived 200 years ago. He says, Bizman hazeh, nowadays, kashot enam nishma'in. Harsh words are not heard. Verak bidvarim rakim vetovim. People will listen with pleasant words, with soft words. Umishe'en tiv'o ledaber rakot. And someone who doesn't have it in him to speak in a nice way, v'tekef yichos al ose aven, and immediately he's going to lose his temper and get angry. Ubifrat shelo yishmeu lo, especially when they don't listen to him. Azay hu patur mi mitzvat ha-tochecha. He's patur. Anus patre rakamana. You are patur from the mitzvah of tochecha. You can't give tochecha. What did we say tochecha means? What's the word? Showing. That means we have to say tochecha in a way that shows. In a way that is seen. I had the painful experience of hearing about someone whose 10-year-old child didn't listen to him. He took him and hid him and he hid him and he hid him in front of people. There was a time, Chosech Shivto, Sone Veno was Kipshuto. There was a time where people were much stronger to be able to handle kashot, even physical kashot. Today, it's destructive, Rabotai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Anan bechavivuta talya milta. By us, everything depends on ahava, on love. We are not going to be showing anything with harshness other than lowly character. That's the only thing that will be shown. If you think that the child is going to become better, or that the person who you are speaking to with kaas is going to improve because of your temper, you're making a very big mistake. He doesn't see anything except the temper. He doesn't see the words that you're telling him. They're not registering. People don't relate to that anymore, if they ever did. The Chafetz Chaim Alav HaShalom said, We have a mitzvah of etrog, we have a mitzvah of tefillin, we have a mitzvah of tzitzit, and we have a mitzvah of tochecha, right? He said, did anybody ever hear that there's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah of arba minim, berogez, ubekaas, with anger? That there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin with a temper? So the same thing, he says, what's the difference? Mitzvah of tochecha has to be dafka with temper? Dafka with anger? It's a mitzvah, absolutely, but it has to be done with the same love and the same simcha and joy as the mitzvah of arba'a minim, as the mitzvah of tefillin, said the Chafetz Chaim. In the Otzrot HaTorah, he quotes here a story that happened in the time of the Baal Shem Tov. In the time of the Baal Shem Tov, Zechuto Tagen Alenu, there was a darshan that came to the shul to give a drasha. ובתוך דרשתו דיבר על עם ישראל דברים לא טובים. In his drasha, he spoke harsh words against עם ישראל. ובא הרב הקדוש רב דוד מתלמידי הבעל שם טוב ודחף אותו מעל הבימה. One of the talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, the holy Rav David Lelover, he came and he pushed the darshan off of the stage. Get off. He pushed him away. And this darshan went right straight to the Baal Shem Tov. And he said to him, look, what is this? I was invited here to speak. He pushes me off. What's going on? This is your talmid. The Baal Shem Tov told him, Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what Hashem says. Again, a pasuk in Mishle. What is the pasuk? Musar Hashem beni al timas. What's the pshat of the pasuk? Musar Hashem, the musar of Hashem, the rebuke, the tochecha of Hashem. Oh, my son, don't be disgusted with it. Don't belittle it. Take it into heart. Al timas. Don't reject it. That's the pshat of the pasuk. The Baal Shem Tov said, Musar Hashem. You have to give Musar of Hashem. But remember, Beni al Timas, my children, don't reject them, don't belittle them in the process. Hochach tochiach et amitecha velo tisa alav chet. Give tochecha, but don't incur upon yourself averot in the process by being malbin penecha averot barabim, by shaming someone. Give b'shem, in the name of the mitzvah of tochecha, musar Hashem, but beni al timas. So as I heard from Rav Avigdor Milner, alav shalom, he said, whenever there is a pshat and there is a drush in the same pasuk, you have to figure out a way to connect the pshat with the drush. The drush doesn't take it out of context. The drush is the inner, is the deeper way of understanding the pshat. So I told you, the pshat is musar Hashem, beni al timas. Hashem is speaking to us. He's saying, don't reject the musar that Hashem gives you. Ve'al takotz betochachto. Don't be impatient with his tochecha. And what's the drush that the Baal Shem Tov said? Musar Hashem, but beni al timas. But don't put down another Jew in the process of the musar. Don't speak in such a way that belittles the Jew. How do we connect those two? Musar Hashem beni al timas, the only way for musar to be mitkabel, to be mityashev, to be shim'u utchi nafshechem, as it says in the pasuk, listen, so that we gain life, is only if we know how to speak the proper language. Unfortunately, Rabotai, even bedorenu anu, even in our generation, there are so-called mochichim. There are people that so-called, they give tochecha, and all they know is to put down. What are you doing? Nishtabru aluchot. The Jewish heart is broken for 2,000 years already. What are you doing? Your job is to mend the Jewish heart. Le'ahot, to mend, to bring together, to put together, to fix the Jewish heart. What are you doing? You're breaking it into more pieces? You're taking a broken heart and breaking it into more? What is that? A job of a mochiach is to give someone a heart. V'shomea tochecha kone lev. The one who hears tochecha, he acquires a heart. If a person has a broken heart from the tochecha, that means that's not shomea tochecha. That's not tochecha. Giving of tochecha has to be in a way that gives over a heart, that gives a sense of self to the Jew. Like, for example, the musarim that we hear, what we heard before, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. From the Rav Gladstein who spoke before me, it was so, a person wants to run to the Hechal, to kiss the Hechal, to kiss the Aron Kodesh after hearing such words. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu values us. Remember what he said, 2022, Hashem loves us more than all the Jews before, because he never performed such an es, only to us he performed such a miracle. That's an eye-opener. That's a heart mender. That's what we need. We need to fix the Jewish heart, not to break it and to slice it into more pieces. So this is a dual tochecha that we're speaking here, to the receiver and to the giver as well. Why? Because the avodah, ever since nishtabru haluchot, ever since we had to take the second luchot, Torah is niknet betza'a. Torah is achieved with pain. So the Rebbe should come and should add pain on top of pain. He's already going through a hard time. Imagine there is a test, and I'll conclude with this, I'm aware of the time. There is a test, and it's already difficult, and everyone is laboring to understand, and stands the Rebbe with a harsh look, like a policeman. You know what happens many times? That heart, which remembered the information just a few minutes before, becomes clogged. Who knows? Any move I make, maybe he's going to think I'm like this, maybe he's going to think I'm like that. Adrabah. Adrabba, the tafkid, the task of every Jew, not just the rabbi, of every Jew is to go over to another Jew and to put the luchot together, to put them back together, to give that sense of tamid back to the Jewish heart, to remove that selim min ha'echal of the heart of the Jew. That's what every Jew has to do, to go over to his fellow man, put his hand around and to say, "You're very good. You're excellent. But you know what? You can do this better. And I say this for your good." These are words that are accepted, that are related to, that are felt. But to get up and to hurt, that's something that's not going to mend any hearts. It's only going to be ma'arich et ha-galut. It's only going to extend, lo alenu, the galut. Because the sibah of the galut is nishtabu aluchot, Hashem yezakenu, v'mera v'yamenu, that we should see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and He takes care of all our hearts. V'natati lachem v'asiroti mikem lev ha'even, v'natati v'achem lev basar. Hashem is going to heal the hearts of the Jewish people. Rofe lechol tachalu aichi. המחבש לכל עצבותם, רופא לשבור אל לב, ומחבש לעצבותם. הקדוש ברוך הוא wants to heal the broken hearted. ומחבש לעצבותם. And he covers up and he takes care of their sadness with the happiness of the Torah, with the joy of the mitzvot, with the beauty of what it means to be a Jew. There's so much to be happy about. There's so much to love Hashem for. We can never forget that. And each and every day when we say Birkot HaShachar, when we say the Brachot of the Tefillah, when we say Birkat HaMazon, we have to remember that we're giving Tochecha to our hearts. We are Mochiach to us, to ourselves, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, how much He does for us, and how much we owe Him. Yehi Ratzon, that Umacha Hashem Dim'a Me'al Kol Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove all sadness from the hearts of Jews, with the bringing of the Geula ha'amitit ve'ashlema v'mehera b'yamenu, amen ve'amen. Rabbi Hananel ben Akasha omer atzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael.